The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a great weekend. It's time to get Monday started, though. It is the 10th of June, 2019. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. First item on the agenda, or should I say items, Microsoft had some announcements over there at E3. Yeah, E3, it's getting kicked off. Probably the biggest announcement was Project Scarlet. Just what is Project Scarlet? Well, it's the new Xbox. Yeah, Microsoft officially unveiled Project Scarlet, the long-rumored successor to the Xbox One. Now, of course, Microsoft didn't let everything out of the bag about Project Scarlet, aka the next Xbox, being the fact that the console probably isn't done yet. What they did say is the device will support 8K gaming. Woohoo! With frame rates of 120 frames per second. And believe it or not, we don't really have a release date, but we have a roundabout idea when it's coming. According to Microsoft, it will be coming next year, around the holidays. Yeah, that means about a year and a half of waiting. But the other big announcement that Microsoft unveiled, you don't really have to wait much long for. Yep, xCloud. Finally, their long-awaited cloud gaming service will be coming, and will be available in October of this year. One other little surprise that we got was a new Elite controller for the Xbox. Yes, it's the Elite Series 2, which according to Microsoft has over 30 new ways to play like a pro. Yeah. This includes adjustable tension thumbsticks, and probably the nicest thing to see, 40 hours of rechargeable battery life. From Microsoft, we move on over to Firefox, which you can use on your Microsoft platform, well, Windows anyways. Now, it's not a secret, Mozilla, yeah, they've been struggling a bit with monetization, and it looks like users might pay the price for that. Now, granted, yeah, they've had affiliate-like programs to raise funds. Proton VPN kind of comes to mind, but it looks like Mozilla might be going in a completely different direction now. An interview with the T3N magazine, that's out of Germany, by the way, looks like Mozilla's in the late stages of planning a subscription service called Firefox Premium. What will Firefox Premium be? Well, first off, it won't be free. It will apparently be bundled with services which may include, say, online storage, VPNs, basically giving users more safety and privacy on the internet. Which we kind of thought we were supposed to be getting with Firefox in the first place, right? But apparently, there's more out there. You just have to pay for it. Now, of course, no pricing announced. In fact, I think this is just kind of making the rounds maybe at the table saying, is this a good idea? Is this a good idea? What do you think? Who knows if Mozilla will actually push through with it. The bigger question is, who knows if people would actually sign on for it? Don't know if I would. How about you? And finally, hey, Tesla first users out there, boy, you were cool, weren't you? Yeah, those early customers who said, yeah, gotta have that entry-level Model 3 Tesla. Boy, have I got some Monday blues news for you. Yeah, Tesla will soon downgrade the software on the entry-level Model 3. Now, you might remember the standard Model 3S shipped with unlocked software, basically giving buyers extra free crap. Yay! But in the next 10 days, that free crap goes away. In an email Tesla sent out, they said that your Model 3 will soon receive new software that matches the Model 3 standard range configuration you ordered. This will include limited range of 220 miles and the removal of several software features. If you want to continue experiencing the extended range, faster acceleration, and autopilot features of Model Standard Range Plus, schedule your service appointment through your Tesla app now. In other words, cough up more money. Now, I know we kind of knew this was coming. At the same time, though, wouldn't it have been kind of nice for them to say, you know what, we're just going to let it go for you. Nah, that's called the fantasy world. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network, including our podcast, blog, reviews. It's all over there. Go check it out for yourself today. Check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Monday. Let's get this week started right. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.